Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
What's up, guys? I am Caleb Giddings.
I'm Keith.
And I'm Jack.
And we are back. This is going to be a more current episode, not in terms of current events, because no one cares about that, but rather current in the fact that this is... current events are depressing and boring, and current events always instigate political conversations where someone's like, well, if it wasn't for da 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 da
da, wasn't for that darn red team / blue team.
Freaking teams. So, but what we are talking about today is dumb, and I have no idea how I'm going to title this episode, because when I tossed the idea out, it was, you know, it's what we're talking about today is, I can't believe in the year of our Lord 2023, people are still saying this, and we all have these things. And the reason we're doing this as an episode is because I frequently think of the episode ideas. And this was on my mind because somebody said some dumb shit in my comments yesterday on my, or 2 days ago on my Facebook page. To cut straight to the chase, I had someone unironically say, and I mean, without a shred of I'm joking or trolling or anything like that, that competition will get you killed in the streets. He said the line. Like, he actually said, he didn't say, I think that competition, you know, creates negative training habits that could result in, you know, a negative outcome when you're engaged in self-defense situation, because that has nuance and we can discuss that. Yeah. He actually said competition will get you killed in the streets. Killed in the streets!
Killed in the streets! They're coming for our gerbs!
And that got me thinking about things that people are still saying in the year of our Lord 2023. Also, I will never not use Anno Domini. I don't care that about before Common Era and Common Era. It's BC and AD and all four hands about that.
I'm going to be real with you. I am a heathen. I still say BC, AD without pause.
Right?
Because let's be real, BC and AD were invented by, they weren't really invented by like real Christians. They were invented by the Roman Catholic Church, okay? They're just, it's an institution. But anyway, that's
which was neither Roman nor the Catholic Church at the time.
Yeah, well, there's that too. That's a real good point. I think it was like a German pope.
Yes. Okay, so Germany kind of LARPed being Rome for a really long time.
Holy Roman Empire.
One of my favorite quotes from history books is, it's this, the author's kind of snarky, and he starts talking about the Holy Roman Empire, which he refers to, he says, and then the Holy Roman Empire, which was neither Holy Roman nor an empire. And I was like, dang, you just served a bunch of dead people.
Anyway, as we're all middle-aged white dudes, we obviously care a lot about European history.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
You know, but only the wars! Fuck off that, so anyway, Magna Carta bullshit.
Fucking pussy-ass Magna Carta. Anyways, but it got me thinking about, like, things that, like, every now and then you run into them, and you're sort of surprised that someone still has that opinion. And for me, and, you know, and we're all going to pull one out of our ass here, for me it was... that competition gets you killed in the streets. And I read that and I'm like, my brother, are there not count? I can't even name all of the combat veterans from high level special operations units that espouse competition shooting to a point even that I disagree with some of their opinions. Like some of them, actually think that hit factor scoring is also the best scoring for reinforcing a balance of speed and accuracy that you need in like defensive shooting. And I disagree with that, but that's the level to which decorated special operations veterans and people who have shot people in the face and people who have shot people in Walmart parking lots are advocating for competition shooting, is they're adopting the scoring method that makes no sense from competition shooting, that you need to be able to do fractions to understand. And they're like, yeah, no, competition shooting's the shit. The targets are the shit. Everything about it's awesome. And then you get Dildo McJohnson who comes along and he's like,
Dildo McJohnson of the classic McJohnson clan.
Also, why is, and Dildo McJohnson is always the same person.
He's got real Saxville Baggins energy.
Yep. Saxville Baggins.
Oh my God. For the record, anyway. So he always comes along and he's always the same guy. He is always a law enforcement trainer. Always. 100% of the time. He also is always, right. He is
the
he
law also enforcement always trainer, has, but I don't hear a, I don't hear an agency.
Yeah, there's never an agency associated with it. Law
enforcement trainer.
Right. There's never an agency associated with it. And he also has 22, and he also always claims 20 to 35 years of experience, which I also remember a time when saying you had 20 years of experience meant something to me. And that was before I had 20 years of experience. And now I'm like, I don't feel like I've been doing it that long and I don't know what I'm doing. So
thank you. Thank you. I just the other day was like, oh man, I have about, wow, close to 20 years doing this. I know nothing.
Right. Like I'm still learning shit every day.
I'm rolling at 15 and I'm like,
but then, so for me, the whole idea of like, you can actually have a conversation if you're not a mouth breathing, drooling, just idiot about whether there are negative effects to competition. And we can have that conversation. I'm more than willing to participate in that conversation. You can even have a conversation about how competition trains your gun handling skills, but gun handling is only part of fighting. And I agree with that. Like, I absolutely agree with the idea that competition is not a gunfight. I can tell the difference between competition and a gunfight because I'm not an idiot.
Well, so I'll say this. I know some of the best shooters in the world, personally. I know there are guys who I'm like, wow, the skill and ability as a competition shooter you have is something I can't approach, and I'm just in awe of it, and I'm really impressed by it. That doesn't mean they would win every gunfight. But no. Here's the thing. Nothing says you win every one of them. You can do everything
that's why,
right.
That's why we like to avoid them when it's possible.
Right. You can do everything right and lose. Well, and I think a lot of times when dudes want to say this stuff, one, they're trying to cover their egos because they suck. For sure. Something fierce the first time they tried competition. And then they were like, this stuff isn't good for the streets. Because I hear this about jiu-jitsu also, where they're like, that would never work on X. I would just stand up.
Oh, dude, I'm on the jiu-jitsu thing. I'm like, do these guys also think that like the guys doing MMA are just playing a game and that a 135er wouldn't just rock their shit across the map?
Right. The belief that because it's a sport and that there are rules, those rules are to preserve the body so that they can continue.
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I like promise peak, you.
Peak Uriah Faber, 135 pound peak Uriah Faber would take any of these 225 pound grown men and he would break their body and not really get warmed up while he was doing.
Right. This. Because he's had so much experience. Again, Paul Sharp says it best. And if he's gotten this quote from someplace else, I don't care. I give it to Paul. Paul Sharp says, if you can't beat me with the rules, what makes you think that you're going to beat me without them?
Exactly.
Which is where I'm going to get into my thing.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're still saying this in the year of our Lord, 2023. Eye gouges, groin kicks, and kick you in the knee are the dumbest fucking things to roll out of your mouth when you want to talk about personal combat. Just gouge his eye. Dude, this whole head is designed by millennia of combat to protect the electric jello in here.
Hang on. I have to pause you for a second. It was designed by the Lord God Almighty who created it in 7 days. Continue.
When the Jotun invaded. Look, whatever.
We built this for Frost.
Evolved design, whatever you need to hear. It is like we are designed to do this shit. It's hard to get in here. It's hard to get your eyes in there and hurt it. You know why? Because your whole life, these are the only things that let you see. You got two of them, and a base level noob will do everything they can to block and roll their head away from it, and that makes it difficult.
It's also really, have you ever tried, so for the people who say, I would just gouge them in the eyes, have you ever actually tried to grab onto someone's head while it's moving and you're sweaty? And like, it's,
I'll take,
they, I'll they take you back. Hold still.
I have done it. Like, I've tried to hold someone's head down. I've been in a lot of fights, guys. It's not easy. It's not really, it's not something I would train for. And I am bigger and stronger than all of you. I'm just going to say it. And if I'm telling you that's not going to happen for you, it's not going to happen for you. Kick him in the groin. You're not that good of a shot.
Oh, Lord. So, and here's the other thing with the groin kick, too. I've been kicked in the groin, and it can be... what's the best way to describe this?
There's nothing fun about taking a shot to the groin. Nothing fun about taking pepper spray to the face, and neither of those will guaranteed put somebody out of a fight in a cartoonish-like manner, I can't
do
anything.
Is it possible to kick someone so hard in the groin, man or woman, news alert, that they fall over in pain and are no longer a threat to you? Yeah.
Yes.
What are the chances that that's going to happen? Very little. The reason why you think it works so well is because the times you saw it happen were in schoolyard fights. School kids have real skinny legs and tend to stand with their legs further apart than a normal adult does.
There's also the whole idea that the other idea of the groin shot is the groin shot also kind of eliminates the idea of an immediately debilitating groin shot does not take into account the level of adrenaline that this other person may be jacked up on. Because I've watched, using mixed martial arts as a reference, I've watched a lot of mixed martial arts fights. I've seen fighters take groin shots that caused them a real problem. And I've also seen fighters take groin shots that didn't cause them any problem at all. The delineating factor is the groin shots that caused them problems, if that kick had landed on like the liver, it would have also caused them a problem there. Right, they took a knee to the groin that if they hadn't taken it in the groin and they'd taken it in the abdomen instead, they also would have gotten the wind knocked out of them because of the power of the strike. Yes, getting sack tapped hurts, but it hurts because you're not expecting it. If you're in like I'm here to fight mode and you get kicked in the groin and it's not a debilitate and it's not a kick that has enough force to cause damage, it's not actually going to stop the fight. It's just going to make you or the person you're kicking hurt
very
and angry. Really angry. Angry. Like, if let's you kick say, me,
the cartoonish hit between the legs when someone, especially when the other party isn't expecting it and isn't ready to fight. I don't know why we keep using it as like the standard that if you get this hit, the fight's over. Look, those two people weren't fighting. One took a cheap shot on the other one, and it happened to work in a like schoolyard setting, like we said.
Right.
But what you're describing is taking that scenario and now applying it to two people who are fighting and ready to move, and you're not going to get a good hit.
Especially no, not at all.
And here's the thing. Let's say those are your two in the chamber, ready to go, and you fire them both off. You go to kick him in the groin. Let's even say he hit, and he's like, ah! And you go to gouge him in the eye.
My groin!
And he stops you. Now what? Oh. You have taken a person who was probably angry at you and made them go, you know what? Perhaps I'd like to meet your ancestors.
Would you like to die?
Like, don't. I know that.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
When you tell me things like this, and it's always dudes at like parties that want to like talk this talk, or guys on the internet because they're behind a keyboard and they're therefore not responsible for what's going to come out of their mouth or out of their fingers. You're trying to make up for a lack of experiences of things that you've had in your life.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And you, by saying this, ward off all those terrible thoughts that would, if you actually focused on them, you would go, I'm not prepared for that at all. And I either have to live not being prepared for it, just fuck. Or you actually have to go out and train and hold yourself to a standard and accountability, which sucks and hurts and it's painful and takes a lot of time. But no, instead you'd rather rub on the salve of, but I have a couple of keep tricks up my book that someone probably has never tried before. And all I can see in my head is the 260-pound failed D1 linebacker of the guy that you've annoyed, whose whole life has been nothing but hurt and pain and struggle. And you, Mr. Suburbanite Dad, you're about to put him in his place with a crotch kick and an eye gouge?
That's going to work.
It's not good. Stop saying stupid stuff like that. Instead, try things like saying, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Those guys are also the guys who say that they don't have any training because if they get in a fight, they would just see red.
Oh, yeah.
I love that line. I would just see red. So you've never been like
in a fight. No one's ever punched you in the mouth with intent. Got it. I got punched in the mouth with intent once, and man, I did not enjoy that experience.
It's not fun.
I don't think I've enjoyed any of the times I've been punched, actually.
I can't say I've never enjoyed any of them. I have been hit by a professional MMA dude hard, I reset as a human being. He beat me bad, and I had to like as a person, kind of like find myself again.
Like I need more than a minute, guys.
Right. I don't want you guys to hear this and like you know, like hear my other stuff and be like, oh, Jack thinks he's bad at it. No, I've been beaten by a man whose job was to beat people, and that hurt my soul.
He didn't and he did a good job.
Right. Like
it was his job, he excelled at it, and Jack's head made the Bluetooth reconnecting noise a couple of times.
Hey, speaking of Bluetooth reconnecting, does any of your Bluetooths, like, so I have Apple AirPods.
God, are we about to have an ad for Skull Candy? Is that what we're doing?
No.
Because we haven't done our ad read yet, so I'm really
so
worried.
It's so much weirder than that because I have a set of Bluetooth headphones that are also hearing protection. And I want to know why the voice that says Bluetooth connected is unnecessarily sexy. Like, why did you use like an attractive British lady's voice to tell me that my goddamn headphones are connected? I don't need that. I don't need to be jamming these things into my ears and then like hear
some people watch and listen connected, babe.
The other option would of course have to be like crikey lower end British, like, "Oi, mate, your Bluetooth done been disconnected."
Or that, something like Sam Jackson.
That would be worse.
Doing a read and be like, "Bluetooth's on, motherfucker."
Yeah. Okay, no, the Sam Jackson one I would take the Sam Jackson one 100% of the time. I would take Optimus Prime saying that my Bluetooth is connected. But no, it's unnecessarily sexy. And I mean, I'm fine with it, but I don't know why they did it. And if anyone out here works for the Bluetooth man, please let me know. All right, so Keith, what is your that's where it all comes from, right?
Do you know the Bluetooth man? The Bluetooth man? The Bluetooth man.
All right, so Keith, what is your "I can't believe people are saying this in the year of our Lord 2023?
Okay. So I had an interesting interaction upon the interwebs yesterday, as you did apparently in a different space. And this was goes to show that just because you have the internet connection and this blinking little cursor in a comment box
does
not make your comment worth typing and or reading.
Right.
Because good old Larry Vickers posted yesterday about the XM5, XM7, the new service rifle for U.S. Army, the SIG.
Wait,
well, Larry Vickers' social media guy posted about it.
Yep. Yes. Larry Vickers' social media guy posted, "Hey, guys, SIG rifle, what you think?" Which, of course, is public. It's Gen Pop. It's, you know, everything.
Because I don't think for a second Larry Vickers actually cares what the general population thinks this gun.
Not anymore.
But it was definitely, you know, an engageable space. And I did. I engaged in the space. And now I've shot this rifle. I've shot the actual weapon with the actual ammo. And so I gave my summation on that, the project, what I thought of the ammo, what I thought of the machine gun. I gave a little bit of commentary. And then somebody jumped in under my post and was like, "Hell yeah, brother, we can't have exploding chambers." And as I had no idea where this man was going with this comment, but it was very baffling. But then the next comment is the one I want to engage with. The follow-on comment was, "You clearly don't understand the importance of the battle rifle. It's just not a rehash of the battle rifle. This thing does stuff that's never been done before. It's a game changer." I'm like, do you perhaps mean like a Glock killer? This feels like familiar language. Go on, good sir. What? It handles recoil different than any other rifle ever.
But do you mean like a roller delayed rifle?
Yes. Do you mean like a roller delayed rifle, or, you know, the AR-16, which that gun is based on, that's been out for decades? And then he's like, "And it's one super compact. We've never had a battle rifle this compact." I'm sorry. We did a 13 inch SCAR 20 years ago. And
we had foul shorties before that. Come on.
Right? Like, the concept of a 13-inch 308 pattern gun isn't just, like, not new. It's almost as old as the magazine, like, the detachable magazine-fed, you know, rifle. It's a very old concept. Yeah.
Never been done before is actually one of my pet peeves because, well, it's the double-edged sword on this one. I love it when people say never been done before because they've read one of my press releases. And they're buying into my marketing hype. But that's the problem, right? I haven't just peeked behind the curtain. I am behind the curtain. Okay. Like, I'm the guy, you know? So I feel some kind of way about. And the problem is too, is because it always, every now and then, something never has been done before. Like the Taurus 856 Toro, which is the first ever small frame defensive revolver to have a built-in optic mount on it. And if you want more information about the 856 Toro, go to taurususa.com. And if you'd like to buy one, click the little button that says guns.com to take it to a purchase website from our friends at guns.com. Not my best read ever, guys, but hey, I had to get it in here. I had to get my gun off. All right. So, but no, never been done before is because it gets used for everything.
I am sick of never been done before because in almost every instance, it It's been done before. We might be doing it better this time. I said as much in my comment that, like, look, I like the XM5, XM7, right? I like that concept. I think it's built out pretty well. There are certainly things circulating around the internet that have me saying, all right, well, I don't think SIG has all the bugs worked out of this thing yet. But I haven't heard anybody from Army procurement say, yeah, we're cutting this thing off. It didn't quite land out. And we heard that from the SCAR program. We heard it fairly quickly from the SCAR program that they were like, hey, look, we thought the 16 and the 17 were a good idea, and we're just going to go with the 17, guys. We bought a few 16s, but we're done. That came out fairly quickly. We haven't heard it. It doesn't mean we won't hear it in the future, but we haven't heard it. And having played with the rifle, it's a nice rifle design. But if you pick up any semi-modern 308 pattern rifle, and every major manufacturer has a 13-inch barreled version that you can get. Like Daniel Defense has one. H&K has one. LMT has one. They all have it. It's the same gun, guys. It's the same platform of gun. There's nothing never been done before about this thing. What had never been done before, and the cool thing that I tried to point out, was the ammo. Like, we have this hybrid case that can be loaded to pressures that you can't do with brass, and you can do it safely. That's cool. But no, apparently the 13-inch battle rifle had never been done before.
Yeah, well, you know. So I think never been done before was also ruined by what was the friggin' show on Discovery? The guy who ended up going to prison.
Sons of Guns.
That's the one. I was like, yeah, the guy, he was bald, kind of looked like the guy from the Pawn Shop show, but wasn't that guy. Had a very weird collab episode with Jesse James, the motorcycle guy, before the motorcycle guy decided he was going to make guns. This was, I think, while the motorcycle guy was still married to Sandra Bullock before he married, anyway. Not that Jack or I have some tea about that, which, you know, if you want to slide into my DMs, guys, I will be more than happy to not tell you about. Anyway, that's a wrap for this episode. If you guys have things that you can't believe people have been saying in the year of our Lord 2023, drop them in the comments, send an email to Keith, you know, all of the stuff that, you know, you'd like to do. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe to the show. And before we end this week's show, I would like to give a shout out to the Frisco Rough Riders, a minor league baseball team in Frisco, Texas, for having absolutely the sickest logo I have ever seen on a minor league baseball hat. That's right. That's Teddy Roosevelt. This shit slaps. It's my new favorite minor league gear.
One, you're wrong.
If you're going to say the Savannah Bananas...
Those aren't a minor league team. That's an exhibition team. It's totally different.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
This is a biscuits household, sir. And we're biscuits till we die.
Listen, first off, I live in Greenville, South Carolina, and I do support the Greenville Drive, but nothing slaps harder than Teddy Roosevelt. So I don't know about you.
My biscuits hat is in the car, and I am upset right now that I don't have it. Throw it on and get in your face about it. But we are biscuits people here.
You guys didn't know that this was going to turn into an episode about minor league sports, did you? And I do love some of the logos because they can get a lot more. They get a lot more out of pocket in the minor leagues.
They don't have they can get out of pocket because nobody cares. There's not any.
Also, the entire minor league baseball team does a Mexican week, and it's hilarious what they change all their stuff to.
Oh, dude, we do that here, too. We change the Greenville Drive to the fucking River Frogs.
I've seen those!
Fire. I have River Frogs. I have more River Frogs merch than I have of the actual Greenville Drive. And it's, I got a pink and what that, the pink and white and blue hat I wore to TACON that some of you guys saw me with. No joke. So they have this fucking fly hat. It's got a pink bill a white front piece right here, and then it's blue on the back, and it's got the River Frog logo on it. The hat is so distinctive. I'm walking through the airport the next day, and Jeff fucking Gonzalez sees me from across the airport and goes, "Hey, Caleb!" Like, because how many people are wearing pink and blue baseball hats in Indiana? Not a lot. I'll tell you what, not a lot. Anyway, guys, that is it for this week. Thank you, everyone, for listening. It's nice to be back. I've been out for a couple of weeks, you know, sleeping in a field, doing Air Force things. So
I've been sleeping in a house with the air conditioning on. So who's been doing Air Force things more? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. No, it's weird, right? Like, you know, I feel like we failed at being the Air Force because we had to sleep in tents, guys. Tents. It's gross. This is why I didn't join the Marine Corps. It
was an intense situation.
Not for me. I slept in the back of a Peugeot 3008. So. You know. All right, guys. We'll be back next week. Thank you all. Have a great week.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.